10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
My guests today are Sandy Jones with the Chino Valley Community Choir, Kristen Kearns with Yavapai Humane Society, and Marilyn Huffman with the Better Business Bureau. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com. Yeah. See, say. But pops, hey, what's up? Can you imagine?
Who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to barrettpropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. And today I'm here talking with Yavapai Humane Society, Kristen Kearns. How are you today, Kristen?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful.
So, Yavapai Humane Society, what do you do there?
We are a rescue or a shelter, so we find homes, forever family homes, for dogs, cats, and out in Chino Valley, equines, so our horses.
Ah, so out in Chino Valley. So mm-hmm. do you do adoptions for horses?
We do. We take in horses from the reservations or some from other shelters that may have been neglected or abused or anything like that. And we rehabilitate them and then we adopt them out to families here or throughout Arizona that are looking to add a wonderful horse to their home.
Now, do you guys take adoptions or is that something like if I had a horse and I'm looking, you know, I can no longer maintain it, do any of the upkeep, is that something I can call you guys for?
Absolutely, yes. You can call our main line and we'll get you in touch with the equine department. And if you can't take care of your horse anymore, we'll happily let you surrender it to us so we can find it a happy home.
Oh, great. Yeah. I did not know you guys did that. And so where out in Chino Valley?
We are on 3731 North Road, One West.
Perfect. Perfect. And I know that you guys have an event that's coming up.
We do. We're trying to showcase our equine center because I don't think a lot of people know that we have it. So we are doing a cowboy Christmas there on Saturday, September. Wow, I went back in time. December 15th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's at the Equine Center on Road 1 West. And it's free admission for the public, which is great.
So Equine Center, let's just kind of go back in time, just like you just said. One of the things you said is you weren't sure a lot of people knew even about the Equine mm-hmm. Center in Chino. What is the Equine Center? How long has it been there?
So the Equine Center opened in 2016.
So relatively new.
Relatively new. It's only been a couple years. The community had come to us, the Humane Society, for quite a while wanting us to take in under our umbrella horses and equines because we are a cowboy town. There's lots of horses. We're a rural
Absolutely.
Area. And so responding to the community, we purchased an old burro rescue that had gone under in 2015. And then in about June of 2016, we officially opened the Equine Center. We've adopted out 25 horses in the past 2 years and taken in about 35 where we've transferred to other shelters that might have a better chance of adoption.
So the Equine Center is exactly where you guys adopt the horses out.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not a place that I could just come ride my horse and do all kinds of fun stuff?
No, it's strictly for
barrel racing, anything
no,
like that?
But we're hoping to add some of that stuff possibly in the future, but right now it's strictly adoptions.
So strictly adoptions, and mm-hmm. so the Equine Center is just a location, basically,
Correct.
Where you house the horses.
Where we house the horses.
Oh,
you
perfect. Okay. Thanks for clarifying that.
Of course.
So it's just kind of like the dogs, where the dogs are at, but for horses.
Correct.
Oh, great.
You got it.
And out in Chino Valley.
Yes.
And that's the only one.
That is the only one. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
So you guys are the first to do something
like
that.
Yeah. Very, very few humane mm-hmm. societies have opened equine program. It's like less than 3%.
That's fantastic.
That,
Thank you guys for doing something like that.
It's our pleasure.
Do you guys take donations? Is that something that you're looking for too as well?
We do, absolutely. Donations, you know, of cash or of in-kind items for the horses. You can always get in touch with me directly at 445-2666, extension 104. And we always take donations of things that they can be used out there.
Perfect. Well, thanks for clarifying that. Mm-hmm. Now I know that we were just talking about your cowboy Christmas.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. What is that?
Yeah. So we just want people to come out and have a good time. It's free admission.
Okay.
It is next Saturday, December 15th. We're going to have entertainment there. So the Chino Valley High School Choir is going to come out and sing. Lessons by Lexi, a dance troupe here in town, is going to come out and perform.
Fun. So what type of dances is it? Like contemporary,
you know,
jazz?
It'll probably be a little bit more contemporary.
Oh, fun. Okay.
She's quite the contemporary
dancer. So entertainment.
Yep, entertainment. We'll have holiday vendors, including some hand-poured gel candles, crocheted items, sensei, bead and jewelry, leather items, and in addition to many others. Iron Horse Grill is going to be out there with
some
food truck, mm-hmm, as well as a kettle corn vendor. And you can have pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus and our mini horse Heidi for a $10 donation.
Adorable.
Yeah, she's going to be all dressed up. It's going to be really cute. That's a unique
factor. She's going to be dressed up like an elf. Or like a
horse.
She's gonna,
probably like a horse, but all Christmas horse decor.
Or like a reindeer.
Maybe we'll do a reindeer. I don't know. You might have to come out and see.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options.
Definitely. There is a lot of options. I mean, you can even do a unicorn.
I don't know why,
but unicorns are like the hot thing right now. This Christmas. It's everywhere. All my neighbors have, instead of like a snowman up, they have unicorns up. I'm kind of feeling left out.
Yeah, I know. I don't need to get one for the chamber.
Right. Totally. I just put Santa up by the chamber and a Grinch, but not because I'm a Grinch, just because we had those blow ups.
Yep.
But yeah, unicorns aren't the thing this year.
Yeah. It's very weird.
I don't ever get the trends that are going on.
I know. It's crazy.
And, you're also going to have sleigh rides.
So we're going to have actually hay rides. We had a hard time getting the sleigh, but, we are going to have hay rides. So that way you can see the whole, it's quite a large facility. And there's some areas you might not want to walk to.
So it's a really great way to come out, look at the facility, get like a tour of the facility.
Absolutely.
And just kind of see. And this is your first annual?
This is our first ever. Yeah. So
fun.
We're testing it out.
Perfect.
We're hoping that people come out. We'll have coffee, cocoa, and hot cider available for donations. And then beer and wine for those adults that want to.
Oh,
a little adult beverage
for the adults.
Yeah, keep them warm.
So you can come out, take a photo with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Absolutely.
That's fun for a donation of $10 and with Mini Horse. And then we talked about holiday vendors that'll be there to kind of get the early shopping going.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, is there room for more vendors if I was a vendor and interested?
We do have a few more spaces, very few, just like two or three more probably.
Okay,
what
spots are limited. So basically, if you want to be a vendor for this, call me.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yes.
ASAP. So that way, you can get your spot reserved. So it is limited spots.
Yes. And
perfect.
I know we're going to have, Iron Horse Grill out there, but if we have another food vendor that wants to come out there, we're hoping for a really good turnout. So I am still possibly looking for another food truck or food vendor or two.
Great.
That wants to come out.
Another food truck. So any food truck vendors that are out there listening,
absolutely.
We're looking for something.
Yep.
And so, Kristen, where can they call you at?
They can call me at 928-445-2666, extension 104.
And that's with the Humane Society?
Correct. Yes.
And what do you do there?
I am the Director of Donor Development and Marketing.
Ah, so gotcha.
I bring in all the money because we don't make any money on our adoption programs, and nor do we want to. We want to make adoptions affordable so that our pets can get into wonderful homes. So it usually averages about $400 an animal.
Okay.
And that's dog or cat. For the equine, it actually doubles for their length
of
stay. And, you know, when we only adopt our dogs and cats out for, you know, less than $100 usually. And so we need to make up that money somewhere else to be able to run the facilities, and that's my job. So I work on events and fundraising and meet with donors and marketing and all that fun stuff.
Well, and this sounds like a great event, the Cowboy Christmas, the old-fashioned Cowboy Christmas. First annual. That sounds so fantastic. I'm so glad you guys are doing that.
Thank you.
And especially
really
out at the Equine Center so people can finally get to see it.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, if you can't make it for the December 15th and you still want a tour, give me a call, and I'll meet you out there, and I will be happy to show it to you at any time.
So, once again, your event is December 15th from what time to what time?
1 to 5 p.m.
1 to 5 p.m., and it's an all-day event, pretty much, so you can come on out, family-friendly, bring the kids.
Absolutely. Bring the kids. Lots to do and hang out and meet some of our horses.
That sounds fantastic. Oh, you get to meet some of the horses?
You get to meet some of the horses. Oh, yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, super fun. So you can come out, meet some of the horses, meet Mr. Claus and Mrs. Claus and Mini Horse, along with your vendors, buy some Christmas stuff, and also get some a meal and do all kinds of. Now, do you need to dress in a cowboy attire, since it is called Old Fashioned Cowboy Christmas?
You know, we'd love for everybody to. I think a lot of people just do anyways, given the town that we're in. But really, with the weather the way it's supposed to be, I'd encourage, most importantly, to dress warm. We will have some heaters, but, you know,
Dress in a jacket.
Yeah, dress warm, because it's going to be cold, and there's some chance the day before for some flurries, so.
Well, thank you so much. So it's going to be at the Equine Center, and where is that located?
And that is 3731 North Road 1 West in Chino Valley.
In Chino Valley, Arizona, on December 15th.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Kristen, for being
here
today. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much for letting us know about the Cowboy Christmas.
Thank you for promoting it.
No problem. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web, kqna.com.
again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
A policeman stopped.
Yeah, it was the lady parked next to me.
I called my wife.
My dad got up in the middle of the night.
My neighbor helped me out.
I called a tow truck.
Anyone can jumpstart your car. But for free installation and $10 off Duracell Ultra Car batteries, there's no one like Batteries Plus Bulbs.
I'll install it myself.
I'd like you to do it.
For store locations, offer details, and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Santa, I want a new car and a present for my family. How can I do both?
Get to Finley Toyota Prescott for Toyota-thon.
During the Finley Toyota-thon, get the best finance offers, the best selection, the best trade-in value, and the lowest pricing of the year. In fact, we guarantee to beat any Phoenix Toyota dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year.
And I can still get presents?
Of course. It's Christmas.
Buy a new Toyota from December 1st through the 12th and select a 55-inch TV, Traeger Scout Grill, or Coach Bag.
I can get presents and a new car.
Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during Toyota-thon at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Plus, buy a new Toyota from December 1st to the 12th and select from a 55-inch TV, Traeger Scout Grill, or Coach Bag.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fees. Offer ends 12/31/2018. See dealer for complete program details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, and we're here today talking to my next guest, Sandy Jones, with the Chino Valley Community Choir and the Chino Valley United Methodist Church as well. How are you, Sandy?
I'm fine, Lorette. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's a great day. It's a little cold out, but it's nice.
Just a tad chilly, but it's comfortable. It's not too bad.
Right. No snow.
No snow yet.
We did get snow on, was it Sunday?
Sunday morning, yes.
Sunday morning, just we did get
flurries, yes.
Just a few. I mean, enough to, you know, make you want to stay in bed a little longer and drink some hot cocoa or some coffee.
Right.
I'm both.
You both?
I like both cocoa and coffee.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the, first off, let me ask you, what is the community choir?
Well, it's actually a brainstorm of our music team from the Chino Valley United Methodist Church. We were going to host a particular music program this year, and what we decided to do was form a community choir program that would encompass the entire community, the businesses, schools, the churches,
great.
Anybody that wants to sing and participate in just joining in song.
And it's not just somebody with that is part of the, you know, it's even though you do work for Chino Valley United Methodist, it doesn't mean that it's sponsored by it.
No, not at all. Not at all. We're trying to, this is a pilot program that we've started.
Excellent.
This year, and hopefully, depending upon the interest level and how the outcome is from our concert, which is this coming Saturday, will determine how we go forward in the years to come, and that's what we're hoping on.
So it's a group of people that just love to sing.
Yes.
You don't have to be professional in any way, shape, and form, so would you guys accept me?
Yes, most definitely.
Oh,
please,
see, even though I have the worst voice ever, that gives me hope.
Yes, yes. Well, even the gentleman sitting here in the booth with us, he's more than welcome to come out.
Yes.
So, you know, more
yes,
men
Bill.
The merrier.
Bill will definitely come out. He's got a great voice, you know, so I've heard.
Good.
So, yes. Okay, Sandy. So, in order for, are you guys still accepting people to be in the choir?
Most definitely. You know, we have a wonderful community that we can tap into any type of musical talent out there. And that's what we're hoping on. We specifically only decided to do 2 rehearsals this year.
Okay.
Because, first of all, we wanted to know what the interest level was. We're trying to make it as comfortable, relaxing, and easy as possible. So the venue of the program is just old traditional Christmas carols, secular and non-secular, that, you know, Jingle Bells, Rudolph, Santa Claus, Silent Night, and surprisingly, after our first rehearsal, we had a wonderful sounding a group by the end of the hour of the rehearsal time. So anybody can come on Thursday night.
Where do you guys rehearse at?
Well, Heritage Middle School was gracious enough to allow us to perform and have our rehearsals there. So the staff and admin have been phenomenal in providing that avenue for us.
That's great. How wonderful is that? So you are, on what days of the week is this?
Well, we did have our first rehearsal last week. Our second and final rehearsal is this Thursday, the 6th of December at 7 o'clock. It's located in the cafeteria area. They have a wonderful acoustics in there because their music room is within the cafeteria.
It is. That is
and
right.
So we have, like I said, a wonderful acoustical type of scenario there. But certainly, if you can't make it Thursday, come out on Tuesday, December 2nd, because of the program, we have about 25 Christmas carols that we're going to sing, and we're going to encourage the audience to participate also. So if you like to come and sing, just come and sing.
Come and sing. How many people are in the choir?
Our first rehearsal provided at least 30 people.
Oh, my gosh. So this is a huge choir.
It is.
Not just a little choir.
Well, you know, I'm working on my...
That would make it less intimidating for me to join, because then, you know, they wouldn't all hear my horrible voice.
Well, you know, formal invitations went out to the fire department, to the police department, to the schools, all the businesses. And, you know, if I could get 100 people, youth and adults, that would be awesome.
That was my next question.
Yep.
So is it just for adults only, 18 over,
nope,
or can
nope,
it be
nope.
anyone?
We'd love to have the youth come and sing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus and,
cute.
You know, the Jingle Bell scenario or Rudolph. And, no, it's for everyone.
So it's just a home fun, the original Christmas songs.
Most
that kind of sound, like definitely. Jingle Bell Rock and
something like, yeah.
Oh, I love
lines.
That one.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Perfect. And you mentioned that you guys have a choir performance coming up or a concert, choir concert coming up.
The concert for the community choir is this coming Saturday, December 8th at 2 o'clock.
This coming Saturday, December 8th at 2 o'clock. And where is it at?
Heritage Middle School Cafeteria.
And you had mentioned that it's the first annual.
It is, hopefully, the first annual. After this performance is finished, we'll take a poll of what the people think about it. There is a specific email address designed just for the community choir that people can send and ask questions. And, of course, none of the information will be dispersed to you know, places that don't
right
that kind of stuff. But anyway, yeah, if they want to, they can most definitely do that.
And this is on the same day as a December to Remember at Memory Park.
That's correct. You know, it's kind of a segue into the December to Remember
absolutely
park. Once you're done with the concert and everybody is in that mood of feeling good and wanting
and
to
Christmassy
get Christmassy and just relax a bit, then pop on over to Memory Park and
And they're right next door to each other.
Exactly.
The school's right down the street or,
right.
you know, the community center. It's just, it's right there. So,
yes.
Memory Park is just right down the street. So it is a good way for people to, December to Remember is basically from 10 a.m. to dark. So you can come out in the morning, do a little bit of shopping, stop, go to the concert at 2 o'clock, and then be back at 3 o'clock. And 3 o'clock is when a lot of the kid activities start happening. And then Santa arrives at 4, so it's perfect timing.
Right, right.
So you can do both, and they're right just down the street from each other.
That's correct.
And it'd be such a great way to, you know, just to see what's going on in the community and a great way to support the community.
Most definitely. Surprisingly, of all the people that were at the rehearsal, all community-oriented type people, they were really excited about getting something started along this line. And so we want to, hopefully next year we'll have a committee, a real committee from various businesses, schools, churches, whatever, whoever would like to volunteer to be part of the committee and organize something then again for next year and future.
And this is such a great idea. The community choir was, I mean, thank you for doing something like that because, you know, like we said before, we had a church here and a church here that wants to do different choirs, but some people don't want to affiliate themselves with a church.
Surprisingly enough, and unfortunately, in this day and age, there is that mindset. But, you know, aside from that, we're going to move forward and
absolutely.
We're going to focus on community. We need to put Chino Valley on the map as, you know, the other Tri-Cities put themselves on the map. So I think we have a good foot in the door and start to something really great for our communities. So.
Exactly, a community choir. And it's like you said, we already have 30 people in that choir.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. I think I commend you guys for starting that. I think it's much needed in our community. And I think people really do enjoy it.
Thank you.
And
you certainly do.
And go out and sing. And so one of the things, like you said, is if you still want to be on the choir, there's still time.
There's still time.
So it's not just this one choir performance ever and you're never going to do it again.
Nope,
it's
nope.
It's going to, you'll do something in the spring, something.
Well, hopefully we can do other, whether it's a patriotic scenario.
Oh,
you
fun.
You know, back into the Christmas, you know, Chino Valley is coming up on their jubilee.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Might be something fun for the community choir to do something from a, you know, from 50 years worth of.
Oh, that would be amazing. And that would be such a great idea.
Yeah.
And I just think it's great to finally have a community choir, a presence, especially in Chino Valley. You're going to get a lot of phone calls. People are going to be asking, hey, can the choir come and perform here? And how about there? Are you guys busy? What about Akronite? You know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to work on that too.
See? So you guys really are. That's fantastic. Like I said, 30 people, that's amazing. It's not intimidating. Well, you know, for some people, but, you know, like I said, I to disguise my voice a little bit. I'm not the best singer at all.
No, you know, there are a lot of people like that, but in the same token, it's part of being part of the community, and that's the best thing that anybody could give to one another is just that feeling of Christmas and...
Right, and a great way to meet new people.
Most definitely.
A great way to form friendships.
Most definitely.
And you said, you know, everyone is within our community, so it's very welcoming. It's very inviting.
Well, surprisingly, you know, another thing, too, is a couple came in for our first rehearsal, and they had just moved into the area. They were here been here for 7 months, so they were looking for something along this line. We've had people in the choir that were, you know, community people forever and ever and ever, and they were there and wanting something like that. So everybody's just feeling good about the whole thing.
Right. You guys are filling a void.
Yes.
Something that's much needed. People love to sing. Like I see people singing in their cars all the time.
All the time.
You know who you are, people. You're singing, you know, in their cars.
Come on down.
Those people that sing in their cars or, you know, sing everywhere because that's what you're looking for.
Most definitely.
You're looking for some choir people if they'd like to still be in the choir.
Yep.
And you're, like you said, you're hopefully going to be starting a committee. And this is your first annual, the first ever.
So it's a relaxing scenario. Just come out and have fun. That's the whole thing about it for this year is just have fun.
Just have fun. And since it is Saturday, this Saturday, December 8th at 2 o'clock, Heritage Middle School, it's Christmas music, correct?
Yes, it is all traditional secular and non-secular music. We're starting off with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which is...
Fun.
going to bring in, you know, from there. And
that sets the mood alone. That song is great.
Yeah. So we had And Silent Night, White Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, you guys do have.
Hark the Herald, We Wish You Merry Christmas. We've got 25 songs that we're going to run through. And the program should last about an hour, maybe hour and 15 minutes. But I think it'll go by fast because everybody will just be relaxed enough to have some fun.
That's great. Is there going to be like a piano or is it just all a cappella?
We do have a couple of a cappella pieces. I play the piano.
Oh,
so I'll be
a woman with many talents.
Well, we'll see.
No, that's fantastic. So you do play the piano.
I do. I do. I also accompany at the Methodist Church for their two services there and the choir. So this is a fun thing for me. We do have a couple of ladies from our music team that will be directing this year. But then next year, of course, we'll be opening that up and working to get that more of an organized thing to do.
Somebody else kind of helping take the reins.
Yep. We'll
gotcha. So you guys are actually just trying, like you said, form a committee with actual officers and get everything started
We're gonna
really make this a really great kind of a club, I would say, right?
Well, not necessarily a club per se, but a community type scenario that anybody and everybody is invited to be a part of. And I know a lot of people want to be a part of something, and whether it's through song or whatever, it is something that works out for everybody.
What if you have somebody that's like, I am great at doing the guitar, I can play a musical instrument, I just can't sing worth a darn. Can I still sign up? Or?
You sure can.
Okay.
You know, I think next year, once we get the committee formed and we go from there, anybody and everybody will work around all of that, not to inundate everybody with or overwhelm people with things, but to keep it on a platform of classy.
Right.
But comfortable, relaxing, and appreciative of everything that's going on around us.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
We have a tremendous amount of talent in our Chino Valley area. Tremendous amount. You would not believe. And so we're going to tap into that.
That's great. You're right. We do have a tremendous amount of talent down there. A tremendous amount. There's people that, you know, pop up there and I'm like, I didn't even know you could do that.
Right. And so it's not just singing also. It's a matter of organizational skills. It's a matter of, contacting people. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes other than
absolutely.
Just singing.
So if you're not a singer, if you're kind of an organizational person and just want to volunteer and help out, you're still accepting volunteers as well.
Sure.
Oh, so they can help, like, you know, set up for the choir performances.
Sure.
They can kind of do anything like that. Are you guys accepting any donations? Are you looking for donations?
You know, no. We have not. That's not something that's been discussed, and generally those types of things, no. We may discuss that next year because of costs for music and things. I was able to this year solicit Ship and Copy. They provided some of our printing costs
at a
reduced rate, so that helped out a lot. We've had some anonymous donors that are helped with the printing, anonymous donor that is going to help with getting the piano tuned at the school, and go from there.
That's fantastic. So everything's kind of coming together you guys.
It's gelling.
It's gelling. I love that. I love how you say that. It's gelling. So it's a community choir concert. It's this Saturday. So mark your calendars. This Saturday, December 8th, 2:00 at Heritage Middle School cafeteria.
Yes, ma'am.
So once you get there, you park, you walk in, and it's free.
It's free.
It's free. So I love that. Thank you guys so much for doing that for the community. And what a great segue to a December to Remember and a great way for people to get into the holiday spirit, listening to all those fun, cheerful Christmas, you know, songs. I just love that.
Most definitely.
Christmas songs are the best.
It's our pleasure.
Oh, would you sing a little for us?
Jingle bells, that's it.
Jingle bells. That's all right. Well, thank you again. So I had Sandy Jones here with the Chino Valley Community Choir. If you're interested in joining the choir, Sandy, how do people get a hold of you?
We have email address. It's CVAZ, which is Chino Valley, Arizona, CVAZcommunitychoir@gmail.com. Currently, right now, it comes to me, and I'll respond as soon as I can, and we'll go from there, and keep you on a list for a future.
And you said the next rehearsal was this Thursday?
This Thursday, December 6th at 7 p.m.
7 to 8 p.m., so it's just an hour long. So anyone that's interested, Thursday, December 6th, 7 to 8 p.m., and it's also at Heritage Middle School Cafeteria. That's when the next rehearsal is. But really, the big community choir concert, Saturday, December 8th at 2 p.m. at Heritage Middle School.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No, thank you, Sandy. Sandy Jones with the Community Choir. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid at Walgreens.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, The Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Ben Yavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals host the Detroit Lions, live Sunday at 1 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. We just received our first load of super light Gulfstream travel trailers. At only 2,300 pounds, they're towable by most six-cylinder SUVs. They're nicely equipped, including air conditioning, awning, and microwave. The best part is they're only $148 per month. That's right, only $148 per month OAC. Come check them out at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on Highway 69 in Truewood.
Price based on 2,500 down, 144 months at 5.99 APR OAC. See dealer for detail.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Criminal Justice Commission has released its 2018 Arizona Youth Survey.
The survey examines youth risks and behaviors in Arizona. About 48,000 students from around the state were asked about their use of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. While the survey shows the use of traditional cigarettes continues to decline, the use of e-cigarettes is rising. That's a concern because of the dangers e-cigarettes pose. There's also an increase in the number of students who say they are getting marijuana from people with a medical marijuana card. In Phoenix, Steve Clawson, Arizona News Radio.
In order to reduce disturbances to breeding bald eagles, the Ladders area along the Verde River is now closed.
It's the 2-mile section of the Verde River just below Sycamore Canyon. Rafters may pass on the river in the closure area, but are restricted to stopping, taking out their watercraft, or delaying their passage through the area except to scout rapids and for emergencies. Signs are posted along the river to mark closure boundaries. The closure is expected to last through June 30th. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly sunny and chilly today through Wednesday. Showers arriving late Wednesday night and Thursday. Mostly clear this evening with an overnight low near 24. Highs Tuesday and Wednesday near 53. Thursday a rainy 47. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clearing and cold this evening, down to 25 after the late news, warming to a mostly sunny 60 tomorrow, 63 Wednesday, with rain late Wednesday night and Thursday, cooling Thursday's high to only 54. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our next guest, Marilyn Heffman with the Better Business Bureau. Hey, Marilyn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me, Lorette.
Oh, absolutely. So what's going on at the Better Business Bureau?
You know, there's always stuff going on.
You guys are busy.
We are.
I think you haven't even caught your breath walking in here.
You know what? I feel like I barely have. I know that earlier today I received an email that the newest, latest scam reported to the FTC and all the state attorney general's offices across the U.S. is the grandparent scam.
The grandparent scam?
Yeah, they call it the grandparent scam, but it's really, it affects everyone. It really should be called a family scam because they don't really only target grandparents. They target aunts, uncles, moms, dads, doesn't matter.
Oh, it's called the grandparent scam because they target grandparents.
That's
not
what,
because grandparents are actually doing the scam.
No, grandparents are not actually doing the scam. And basically what it is they will, and we've seen an uptick in it because it's the holiday season and a lot of people travel. And unfortunately, there's a lot of broken families. So, you know, the kids may live with mom and maybe going to visit dad or vice versa.
Gotcha.
So that's what I mean by they call it grandparents, but it's not always, it's not necessarily targeting grandparents, although it can.
Gotcha.
Aunts and uncles can get a call too, and the scammers tend to wait till very late at night. And I mean, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, or really, really early in the morning. So 5 or 6 in the morning, and they tend to wake you up out of a dead sleep. And all you hear is this kid crying, saying, I'm in trouble. I got a lot of the ones that we hear reported are children who have been partying, out partying, and they've gotten in trouble with the law.
And gotcha.
They're being asked to send money over the phone, basically,
or
wire transfer money.
So people are thinking these are their kids. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, that's my son.
Yep.
That's my daughter.
My nephew, my grandson, my granddaughter.
Somebody.
Exactly.
And they're getting a hold of this information and just kind of calling you in the middle of the night.
Correct. So a lot of times these scammers will utilize online.
Right.
Social media.
Facebook.
To find out, especially where younger people are, because younger people post and don't really think about privacy.
Right.
So they just literally put pictures up all the time about where they're at and
what food they're eating.
What vacation they're going on. You know, pictures of where they're at the time.
Gotcha.
Those are all ways that scammers can then track and target other people in your family.
Oh, wow. So it is just like you said, it's an epidemic. It's something that's happening right now. And it's one of the scams to be aware of.
Absolutely. And I will tell you also, they're reporting median losses of $2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of money. And unfortunately, the older the person is that falls for the scam, the more money they tend to.
Oh, no. Yes. Gotcha. Okay.
And to be completely honest, with this kind of situation or any situation like this, don't act immediately. Acting immediately is usually going to get you into hot water. Take a deep breath and think to yourself, okay, do I really know where this child is? And who can I call to verify? Or you could be like how my mom would be, which is like, well, she's in trouble. Sorry. She's going to have to pay the price. Call me tomorrow.
The scammer would definitely not like to
get one phone call. She can call me kind of thing. You have her call me. We'll talk.
Have her call me.
And my life as I know it would be over.
But it's so true. You know, it is, you know, even the chamber got called and it was a scam as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, you know, our electric bill was due. And like you said, stay calm, because I did the complete opposite where I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I freaked out. Mm-hmm. I ran to the bank, took out money, and then while I was standing there at the bank, it dawned on me that, APS doesn't ever take cash. So it is hard to stay kind of calm, because I was freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm delinquent on a bill. Oh my God, what's going on? Yep. And then before I knew it, once I actually took that breath and took 2 seconds to think it through, I realized it was a scam.
It's as if they know how to push your buttons.
They completely did, you know, and they make you start panicking, you know, where mm-hmm. this is the way to do it. Otherwise, they're in trouble, you know, whether it's your siblings or whether it's your business is going to get in trouble, something to where it completely threw me off into some kind of panic. And it's when you're least expecting it, like you said, you know, it was early in the morning. It was before we had even really opened. I just saw the phone call, took it, and then panic had set in.
And if they ask for cash, definitely a red flag for sure. It really, truly is.
Definitely.
You know, most of the and companies
money
like
orders,
that,
money. They exactly. were asking too for cards that you can buy at CVS or that kind of thing.
Oh yes, gift cards.
Gift cards.
iTunes.
Yes.
iTunes tends to be a big one. It's not always iTunes, but yeah, that tends to be the number one go to for scammers.
Gosh.
And it's because they can just scratch. They'll get the little PIN number from you off the back of a card over the phone.
Oh.
And then they can transfer that money to whatever card they're using on their end.
Interesting. I did not know how that worked.
Mm-hmm. It's, oh my gosh. I took the time one time to read the policies.
Gotcha.
Or the statements that come with those. I don't recommend it.
Yeah, I was like, how many days did that take you?
Let's not talk about
that. Are you
a
really fast reader?
I've tried to block that from my memory, but deciphering it is very difficult. But
wow.
It is definitely, that is how they utilize
them. Gotcha. So are those the only scams we should be aware of for this holiday season?
That's just one. The other one that we are letting people know about is, or I shouldn't say a specific one, but a lot of it's going to be online shopping. And that really does lean towards social media.
Gotcha.
You get offers on social media all the time now. Obviously, there's been an uptick because it's the holiday season. And because they geo-target your computer a lot of times,
interesting.
They kind of know what you're doing. So if you reserve a hotel room, I guarantee you that the next 5 screens, maybe 20 5 screens that
that's
you pull up.
That's so true.
We'll have a little ad that is going to be related to travel, if not directly related to hotels. So they can really target that quickly. Now, that's honestly just business, so it's not really anything to panic about or be scared of.
Right.
But it's something to be aware of.
Okay.
If you're aware and you have the knowledge, then you can prevent yourself from being taken advantage of. So honestly, just avoid the ads on Facebook. If they contact you, it's probably not good. It's best for you to be contacting a business. If you're the one purchasing something, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't get calls from JCPenney
saying you won a $50 Macy's gift card or
yeah or
absolutely.
Or like, hey, by the way, I heard you wanted a black dress. Yeah, no, that's not the way it works. You go looking for the product that you want to buy or the present that you want to buy. So just to protect yourself online, make sure that it's you reaching out. Don't click on those social media sites, no matter how good the deal may seem.
Gotcha. So the deal may be a little too good to be true.
It's true. And if you read the reviews or consumer reports when you go to those sites, and there's a lot of, like, there's common ones that we're more familiar with, like Zulily and things like that. And those are legitimate businesses that people
right.
have utilized.
Absolutely.
You can read the reviews to find out who was happy, who was not, and then make your decision from there. And then you'll find other ones that maybe have a similar name. So that
gotcha.
Sneak in the back door in that sense and just be deceiving.
Right. Absolutely.
Or deceitful to the consumer. And then a lot of the consumer reports that I have read on sites like that will talk about the fact that we ordered shoes, but it's not really American sizes.
Oh, interesting.
Or we ordered a dress or a top.
I hate when that happens, you know? You
and
order
not,
a dress
it's really our
and
sizes.
It's your regular size, and then you're like, who in the heck?
Yeah.
You know, it's like four sizes too small. Totally
right.
gives you a complex by the time you get it.
So you've had that, exactly.
You've totally had that happen.
You've had this experience.
I definitely have. I'm like, whoa.
Yes. Well, and pictures, remember, pictures are marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing tools. So they are going to be brushed, touched up. I mean,
oh,
any
absolutely.
Product, whether you're buying clothing, you know, stereo equipment, TV, I don't care what you're buying. Plants, I don't care. Pictures always are going to make it look better or different than what it looks like.
Than
in
what
real
it looks
life.
Like.
So take the
gotcha.
Time to shop those brick and mortar stores that are local.
Absolutely.
Take the time to support
shop local.
Your local community. I mean, we had Shop Local the Saturday
yeah, absolutely.
After Thanksgiving. I mean, who says that that's the only day to do that?
Exactly.
You know, we have a lot of great businesses with a lot of amazing gifts available and unique gifts available. And just because you think you're going to get it online for less expensive doesn't necessarily mean you're getting the better deal.
Let me ask you, last year, you know, one of the biggest things that everybody was worried about is, you know, if we shop online and we get those presents, people are stealing them right off our doorstep. And even with the Ring doorbell, you know, is it, I feel like I see it still happening as much as it was last year. Or, you know, is it happening less because now we have the Ring doorbell, now we can post these people's photos on Facebook, or how does that work?
So it works if people pay attention.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was just talking about this earlier today with DJ Phone.
Ah.
It is true. We've had reports that this year it was 11 million homeowners nationwide that had a package stolen from them. Whether or not it was from a front porch or where, that I don't really know.
Right.
I'm going to assume.
Right.
I know a dangerous thing to do, but I'm going to assume that most of the people who reported it stolen, that's what's going to have happened.
Gotcha.
It was supposed to be delivered by FedEx, by UPS, by the U.S. Postal Service, and we never received it. Or they actually have those pictures from, what did you say?
The Ring. The Ring doorbell.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I've seen that on TV. They've had those pictures, so they were able to report it, but maybe they were never caught.
Gotcha.
Where the items were never able to be
gotcha.
Found.
Well, I'm just telling anyone that wants to, you know, steal any of my packages, you're going to be completely disappointed because it's mostly household items, baby wipes, diapers, I'm just saying.
Well, as far as that's concerned, you really can take steps to protect yourself. And I was suggesting earlier when we were talking, ask your boss. Ask your place of employment if you can have your packages delivered there.
Yeah, that's a
You're
great
there
idea.
During the day. And then you can make sure or request a signature for any package that you're having delivered to your home. Honestly, it's really not that big of a deal. And some people will say, well, what if I'm not home? And then they go away and they leave that little note. Well, at least they left you a note saying,
right.
hey, we were here and we'll try back again. And then if you really don't want to go through the hassle of trying to be home all day the next day.
Absolutely.
To be able to sign for that package. Take initiative, pick up the phone, make a phone call and say, hey, you know what, FedEx, hey, UPS, hey, Postal Service, I'm going to come down and pick it up tomorrow. And guess what they'll do? Hold it for you. I mean, it's really, these are very simple steps we could do to make our lives easier and also protect ourselves from being taken advantage.
Absolutely. So. Great tips.
Thanks.
I really appreciate you being here today and letting us know,
My
you know,
pleasure.
What's going on and how to, you know, avoid these scams. And and letting us know about the scams that are out there.
Absolutely. If you ever have a question, just give us a call. I always tell people, if you don't know where to start, maybe start with us and we'll get you to the chamber, to score, wherever it is that you make the Registrar of Contractors, Yavapai County
Contractors
Association.
How do we get a hold of you, Marilyn?
Just give us a call, 928-772-3410, or you can go online for immediate help, just bbb.org.
Well, thank you so much, Marilyn Huffman with the Better Business Bureau. Stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Rebographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Rebographics is your one-stop print shop.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks for joining us today, and thank you to all of our guests. We had guests Sandy Jones with the Chino Valley Community Choir, Kristen Kearns with Yavapai Humane Society, and we just spoke with Marilyn Huffman from the Better Business Bureau. Get out your calendars. Here's some upcoming events. December 5th, this Wednesday, we have our Business and Networking Luncheon at Grace Baptist Church from 11:30 to 1 p.m., and it's catered by Catering by Liz. December 8th is a December to Remember at Memory Park from 10 a.m. to dark, and also the Community Choir Concert at 2 p.m. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.